It's good, Andrew, that I think that's a good principle when you want to try to find the origin of everything, is you go back to the book of Genesis. You're going to find everything. Earlier, he pointed us to Genesis chapter 4, where the whole world system, you go back to the book of Genesis. You want to find the origin of Moab, you go back to the book of Genesis, and you got to read your Bible to know where these things are at. But then, in that chapter, we see where they come from.
So how does these verses that you've read, that Andrew read, how do we learn from them that this, that Moab is flesh? I mean, it's not a nice thing that happened. But why do we say this represents the flesh?
Alright, maybe the verses that we have in Genesis 19 might help us a little bit. I'll just give you a little bit hint, and I need somebody to kind of jump in and help me out here. Let's go back again to Genesis 19 and just look at that, the verse before Andrew read. No, 31 actually. Mm-hmm. You want to read it for me?
Sure.
Genesis 19, 31.
And the firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is not a man on earth to come in unto us after the manner of the earth."
So there was a desire inside that daughter that said these words, that wanted to have something, but the wrong way. That is the flesh. It's a principle that operates in you, that desire things, but in the wrong way. It is a principle. It's an operating system that operates in you, that make you think, that make you desire things in the wrong way. She said, we want to have a child, like just the nature of everybody on earth. But let's do it in the wrong way. That is the flesh. So now I want you to think this way. Anytime you have a desire for something, the legitimate things, but you want to go about it the wrong way, that is the flesh. Jacob is a great example of that. Wanted to have the right thing, but he wanted to have it the wrong way. Think of that.
So to add to that definition, we get the notion of compromise, really.
Young people, these are important teachings to write down in your notebook so that if we meet at the next occasion or you're in a local Bible conference or Bible reading and the brethren are speaking about the flesh, we may assume that you know that definition and may not bring it out as clearly as we're trying to do it here. You'll be able to go back in your notes and remember that the flesh is a principle in us that wants or has desires to do something, and sometimes that something may be noble, but to go about it in the wrong way. Okay? And the result of that desire was you had Moab and Ammon, both from this unholy alliance. They wanted to preserve the name and the seed of their father. It should have been done according to the word of God. But they said, look, this is what we're going to do, because the wife is not here. We're going to make sure. We're going to get daddy drunk. And this incestuous relationship produces, it's an activity of the flesh. And so the flesh can only produce itself. But that which is spiritual produces spiritual results. Okay? So this helps us now that the children of Israel were again doing evil in the sight of the Lord. He strengthens the hand of Eglon, the king of Moab, the king of the flesh, okay, against Israel because of what they had done. And so he gathered unto him the children of Ammon. Oh, what did we just read about that? Right? Here they are, the results of the activity of the flesh, doing it in my own way, apart from God. And so now, these are the ones that are raised up against Israel. And Amalek, and went, and they smote Israel, and they possessed the city of palm trees. So you have this alliance that we see that began from the flesh in Genesis 19, many, many years later, that now God stirs them up and strengthens the king of Moab, the king of the flesh, that he might chastise, that he might bring his people under bondage so that he would be able to recover them. The flesh is always going to result in bondage for the believer. Don't think that having these desires and wanting to do them in my own way, apart from God, is going to ever result in anything except bondage. And just to move this into verse 14, the children of Israel, they served Eglon. They served the flesh. There are a lot of young people that are serving the flesh, a lot of people of God. They're serving the flesh today. 18 years. The first time, the world, how long was it that they were in bondage? 8 years. Now the flesh comes along. You know, we often look at that system that's out there and say, boy, bad, bad, bad system. But when we look at what's in us, boy, we got another 10 years. So the flesh is going to put us in bondage for a long time.
Here's a, just to add to the definition of the flesh, there's a New Testament verse that also builds upon what was mentioned in the Old Testament. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. You know, we're talking about the definition of the flesh. And in addition to what was said, the flesh can be defined as that which is contrary to the Spirit of God. And you find that definition in Galatians 5:17. It says, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. So, in addition to what was said, and we heard a definition, another definition from the New Testament, as far as we're concerned, is that the flesh is everything in us that's contrary to the Spirit of God.
Thank you.